And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
Welcome to it, episode 905 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Ask Roz and Mocha. Mm-hmm. We go to the phones, kick things off. Hello, Sonny. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. What's your question?
My question is, do you sleep with your shirt on or off?
What's your answer, Sonny?
So a couple years ago, I slept with my shirt off. But when I moved in with my girlfriend, had to be shirt on always.
Why?
Can't mess up the sheets. You start sweating. The sheets are white.
Hold on a second. Had to because she said so, or had to because it was your decision?
Oh, I had to because the sheets were getting dirty.
No. That's not the question, though, Sonny.
Yeah. You realized you had to, or she realized you had to?
She realized. Happy wife, happy life.
Wow, man.
Shirt off always.
Damn.
Even in the winter. The only time I have a shirt on is the rare occasion that I'm cold. Yeah. Or sorry, when I'm sick and I feel cold.
Right.
I'll put a t-shirt on. Right. But
you have bottoms on, though.
Other than that, yeah. Or shorts or whatever.
See, if
it's
I
always
have,
shirt off, no
if,
shirt.
If I have anything on when I sleep, it's usually a t-shirt.
And no pants.
Porky yeah. yeah. Like if I do anything, like if I have something on when I fall asleep, and that's only because our bedroom gets ridiculously cold and I like to have my arms out, right?
Okay.
And then my shoulders get cold. So sometimes I have a t-shirt on just to keep my shoulders warm. But other than that, nothing.
Okay.
But never bottoms. Mm. Like never bottoms.
Okay.
But David naked?
Maury? Yeah.
I do full pajamas, shirt and like pajama bottoms.
Okay.
Like,
so you wear a suit. Cheesecake?
Man, I'm just trying to stay alive most of the time. So normally I like to be unrestricted, so I like to go naked.
Okay. But what if somebody has to call 911 because your sleep machine
They can't see me naked.
No, I know, but do you not think about that, though? Like,
oh, now I will.
Right? Like, what if there's an emergency? You're a big guy to have to get dressed, Cheesecake. You know, like...
You mean like somebody else helping me?
Yes. Uh-huh. Like if
a paramedic had to
put on or something? Or like your girl. You should do a test run. You should lie on the bed nude and tell your girl, okay, get me presentable. And see how long that would take her.
Yeah. Like track pants and a tee.
Yeah.
Or even like a tank top.
Yeah.
I feel so ugly right now.
Wait a second. But what about you, Roz? Like, so somebody would have to put pants on you.
Yeah.
Or like shorts or something.
I could care less.
Yeah.
I could care
like
less.
Like a paramedic showed up and like he's wearing a shirt and that's it.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Like I'm not embarrassed by anything, right?
Yeah.
But you know, I don't
How
have to.
How long is the training to become a paramedic?
Jesus. Bro, that's so weird.
Maury, you got to go on a lot of awful calls before you get the one at my house. You're going to regret that.
And it would, Maria, just so you know, it would be inappropriate to ask, which is why I'm bypassing you, okay?
Unless you want to volunteer.
No.
But nobody's going to ask.
No.
Okay.
All good.
There you go, Sonny. Thanks so much, bro.
Onesie, though, right?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Later, dude.
Like onesie with a hoodie, right?
I had to tell college.
Yes, that's what I figured. Yes.
Jag says here, if you were a superhero... But your only superpower was something totally useless in everyday life. What would it be and how would you use it?
If you're a super, say that again.
If you're a superhero, but your only superpower was something totally useless in everyday life.
Useless.
Yeah.
Okay, so it can't benefit anyone at all.
No.
Okay.
And how would you use it?
Not a super, sorry, superpower? Or like,
yeah. Like your superpower is to, I don't know, make like every... traffic light in the city turn red.
That's beneficial.
That's not useless.
That's not useless.
Every single one of them, though.
But that's beneficial.
To who? I guess. Yeah. Sure. Okay.
Right.
Never mind.
Your superpower would have to be okay. Okay. Like I'll give you a useless superpower for basically you, pretty much your whole life, and everyone else.
Okay.
If your superpower was that you never trip.
Oh, amazing! Yeah. Never.
Right?
Yeah.
You know when you walk out of the house, no matter what curb you step off, stair you climb, you're just never going
like
to
today,
trip.
I tripped up the stairs coming into work.
Right? Like that's a useless superpower. Like if they were handing out superpowers and they were like, Mocha, you will never trip.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'd be like, awesome, thanks.
Thanks.
Anybody else got one?
I feel like I would do like speed makeup.
Speed makeup?
That's beneficial, though.
But
that's beneficial.
That helps you out, though.
That helps you out.
I trip all the time. That's still useful.
Did you trip today?
Yeah.
But it's not beneficial for anybody else, right?
Yeah.
Like it's fine. It's fine. Like I think you would have to go with
like the superpower to turn off somebody's air conditioning.
But why would you
that's
do that,
useful,
though?
Though?
But it's mean.
It's very useful to the environment.
No, but if in the summertime or something like that, if you were like, you know, go air conditioning and like your enemy's air conditioning turns off, it's useless.
But it's useful for you, though, because you get revenge.
Well, so is not tripping.
How?
Because if you're running or something in like the, you know,
the worst thing that happens without my superpower is I trip.
But then somebody coming up behind you can catch you.
Nobody's gonna do that, though.
I think all superpowers are useful to come to the conclusion.
No, I know, but we're talking about useless.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I think even if they're useless, they're still useful.
To someone. Cheesecake, you have your hand up.
What about the ability to turn invisible, but only when like nobody's watching?
That's useful.
Uh-huh.
But when nobody's watching. Why would you want
to turn invisible when somebody's watching?
What's a superpower, turning invisible?
No, like, okay, a useless superpower, okay, is you now have the ability to tie your shoes as tight as you want without ever breaking a lace.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Useless. Useless for you and everybody else.
Yeah. Yes. That doesn't benefit anyone.
Useless.
Cool.
Great.
Forever shoelaces.
Yeah.
Okay, the ability to floss your teeth without your hands.
That's magic.
Still useful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that is magic.
Yeah.
Charmaine says here, did Dammit Maury ever say how much he won at the casino during his Canada's Got Talent coverage?
Oh, yeah,
what did
right.
he do with his winnings if he won?
Because I won $40.
How much were you? You were allowed 40.
Yes.
So you broke even. Or no, you won 40?
I won 40.
No. Okay.
Or did you break even?
I think that you're doing girl math here. You walked into the casino with $40.
Yes.
How much did you walk out with?
$40.
So you did not win $40.
I didn't lose 40.
No, you won nothing.
Yeah.
You broke even.
The answer to that question is how much did you win? Your answer is nothing.
Well, yeah. I felt like a winner until now.
Yeah, but you didn't win anything, though. You walked in with 40 and walked out with 40.
Well, when she gave me the money, the counter, she said, congrats.
But how much were you down before you got that 40?
40.
Yes.
So you walked out with the exact same money that you walked in with.
Yes.
Yes, and my head held high.
No, but you did not win.
You broke even.
Yeah, you broke even.
Well, I didn't lose.
True,
Mel
you didn't
says
lose.
Here, but you also didn't win.
Well, you lost a lot, and then you won a little.
Yeah.
Right?
Mel says here, did you guys turn on your AC yet? Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
The building turned mine on Friday.
Oh, God, I could never live like that.
Laura says here, what is your favorite movie quote?
Movie quote?
Who's got one? Maria, is yours from like Emperor's New Groove or something?
Pull the lever, Gronk.
Your favorite movie.
Why do we even have that lever? You know? So many.
I would say that like my favorite movie quotes aren't necessarily even my favorite quotes or from my favorite movies, but there's movie quotes that we will say all the time.
Uh-huh.
It's not my favorite or anything. Did you ever see How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't remember the quotes in it,
okay,
though.
Okay, so like there's one scene where there's like a giant sort of like jewel kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody goes, the Isadora, right?
Yes.
So anytime Catherine has any sort of bling on, she'll show it. And then we both go, the Isadora,
okay.
Right? Uh-huh. Also, my favorite movie quote is not actually a quote from the movie. It's from a TV show talking about the movie, which is, and that was a Shawshank Redemption, which is from Last Man on Earth.
So good.
Quoting a movie he had never seen, which was Shawshank Redemption.
Which that quote never existed in Shawshank
no.
at all.
No, but he was lying to the people that were there that he had seen. And they were like, oh, yeah, what's your favorite part? And he's like, oh, you know, like the part where he's like, and that was a Shawshank Redemption.
So you told me that story behind the scenes like weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
And Catherine, your wife, DM'd me. There was something I reacted to or she reacted to like on stories. And she said something, and then I replied, but she didn't know that you and I had the conversation.
Oh, right.
And I replied, and that was a Shawshank Redemption.
Right.
And then she replied in all caps, OMG, we say that quote all the time at home.
Yeah. Yeah. Shem, favorite movie quote?
Honestly, probably Mama always said life's like a box of chocolates.
Okay.
From Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
I just find it so endearing.
Yeah, Dammit Maury. Yeah.
One that I love that I quote all the time is not even from my favorite movie, but it's from Pulp Fiction when Samuel L. Jackson says, That is a tasty burger.
Classic quote.
Man, I don't know if I have classic one. Like a quote. Favorite that I would say.
But also Gird Your Loins from Devil Wears Prada.
Yes.
Honestly, listening to all your quotes makes me realize I need to stop watching cartoon movies.
Okay, moving on. Dallas has a great question, okay?
Okay.
Dallas says here, which do you think the world has more of?
Okay.
Eyes or legs?
Didn't we already answer this?
We did. No, we did. We did.
No, there was another one.
Right.
It was like doorknobs, I don't know.
Legs.
Eyes or legs? Definitely legs.
It has to be legs,
but there are
right?
people who have lost their leg. So.
But you're not. You can't think of just people.
Yeah, but you have to think of like a centipede and spiders and all the multi-legged
but flies
things
have tons of eyes
in this world. No, there's more. There's
I think
more
there
legs.
Are more legs than eyes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is there an answer? Let me see if there's an answer online.
Yeah, there has to be more legs than eyes.
But now it has to be legs only on a living thing.
Yeah, like not table legs.
Yeah.
Are there more legs?
Because, like dogs, cats.
My bad.
On octopuses, are those legs?
No, those tentacles. Are tentacles.
While it's challenging to determine the exact number of eyes or legs in the world, the greater number of legs can be attributed to the variety of objects with legs and the presence of insects and arthropods with multiple legs.
Okay, so legs.
Yes.
So it's got to be legs.
Legs.
Right?
Definitely
it
legs.
It even says insects' legs alone can beat the number of eyes on Earth.
Yes.
Oh, thank absolutely.
You. That's also disgusting.
Thank you. However, I mean, there's a lot of fish in the world that are all legless. You know what I mean? There's a lot of fish in that ocean.
Like millions of species, right?
Oh, like there's billions of fish. But I guess not. I guess, you know, in one backyard, you probably have how many things with multiple legs? Right?
Frogs, you know what? Dogs. I feel nauseous.
Right? I don't want to think about it.
Why?
You know how many spiders I killed in my house this weekend?
Yeah.
Gross. Maria, you got a story? What?
No, there was a giant spider in the press box at BMO Field this weekend. Yeah. And I literally gasped and jolted up the whole press box, turned around, and I made someone kill it. It had the longest legs. Anyway, sorry, I just thought of spiders and that happened. Trauma.
So you made somebody else kill?
Yeah, this guy, he was sitting down the row. I was like, can you kill it? And he was like, okay.
Did he use? Shoe? Did he use a
napkin?
A napkin?
Yeah, he was in the middle of writing his article, but he had better business to do.
Catherine got up off the couch the other night and looked at the wall and just nonchalantly went, that's your job. And then I turned around and there was a giant spider on the wall.
Yeah.
And it was just there. And then she'd come back into the room and she sat back down and I went to squish it on the wall. Right.
Yeah.
But the problem was, and this has happened before, is I went to squish it on the wall, but my finger hit the wall before my hand did. And the spider fell from the wall down to the back of the couch.
I hate when that happens.
And then so what I did was I hit it and then I closed my hand and I mashed it up in my hand. And then I went over the garbage and I threw nothing away.
So the spider's still there?
So they think that...
Yeah, we have tons of spiders.
They think that it's there.
Yeah.
Or, sorry. So now they think that the spider's gone.
Yeah, we have tons of spiders.
Oh, that's so gross.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get back to the phones. Hello, Grace. How are you? Welcome back to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hi. How are you? Thanks.
Doing great. What is your question? You've been on the show before.
Yes, I have. Okay, so when cooking, who do you serve first? Your mother, your partner, or your children?
What's your answer, Grace?
Well, in our culture, it's probably from eldest to youngest. So it would be my parents.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, parents. My parents, then my spouse and my children. But then depending on the age of the children, if the children are too young, then they would go before us, like me, yeah.
Do your parents, you're Portuguese, right?
No, Filipino.
Oh, Filipino. Okay, so your folks live with you?
No. No.
Oh, this is just in general, like if you have people
in
over.
General.
Okay, let me set the scene here, okay? And then I can go around I'll go around the room here.
Go.
Okay, so you're in the kitchen.
Yes.
At the table, okay, is your mother, your wife, and your kid.
Yes.
You can only bring out one full plate at a time.
Yes.
So you can't bring multi plates out. You can only bring one full plate out at a time.
Okay.
Okay, you got three plates in the kitchen, three people at the table. Who gets the first plate put in front of them?
My kid.
Your kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cruz gets the plate first, then my wife, then mama.
Okay. Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh. You?
My, yeah, I may be the same. Definitely like my kid And then, to be honest with you, I don't even, like, I wouldn't even have a preference. It's like, who after that point, it would be whoever is sitting closest.
Sure.
But if I had to pick an order, I would probably say, Roxy, Catherine, and then my mom, or my mom and then Catherine. Like, I could interchange the two of them, but I don't have any, like, you know, hierarchy order that I would abide by.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
Like some people do.
Yeah,
right?
Me neither.
What would happen if, do you think Jenna would say something if you gave your mom a plate before her?
Oh, no.
Do you think your mom would say something?
No.
If she got served last?
No. No? Never. Okay. She would never.
No. Okay.
Damon Mori.
So if it would be Frank, Donna, Kyle, Daniel, Matthew, me, if we're going by people I would serve?
No, just you get one parent, one lover, and one... and
only
and,
one lover?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So, okay, so let's... because you don't have any kids. So let's say it's Matthew...
Frank. Can we just include his brothers, Daniel and Kyle?
And or Daniel and Kyle.
Sure.
Yes.
I would go Frank first.
Yes.
Then Matthew, then Kyle.
Right. Okay.
What about Daniel? Oh, Daniel's last?
Well, I just thought we were doing one sibling.
Yeah. They would, yeah.
Oh,
they would
damn.
Toss up between them. Shem.
Okay. I don't have kids, so who's...
Okay, let's throw somebody else in there.
Your sister.
My mask.
So it's your mama.
Okay.
Right? Your girl.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Your sister.
And your pastor.
Oh, good one.
Oh, come on, man.
yeah.
I am not answering this.
Come on, you have to answer.
Okay. I'm trying to go to heaven.
You have
hell
to
no.
Answer,
it's your mama.
Yep.
It's your girl.
Yep.
And it's your pastor.
I'm trying to go to heaven.
Does
so pastor
matter?
Goes.
Answer the question.
Pastor goes first.
Oh,
and my mama.
Okay.
And my girl.
Okay. And then your girl. Okay. Maria.
That's cruel.
I don't have a child or a partner.
No, but
so
like at home, right? At home, right? It's let's say you and let's say your mom.
Okay.
And I don't know your sister because they all live at home now, right?
This is my younger sister.
Your younger sister, yeah.
So it's just my mom and my sister?
Yeah, and you.
And me? Oh, I'd go last. My mom and my sister.
Okay.
My mom first, my sister, and then me.
What if your grandfather's over?
Oh, he first. Oh, like
okay,
him
so,
first.
Okay,
all
so,
the
so,
way.
So let's say grandfather, mom, sister.
Exactly that order.
Yes?
Yeah. Okay. My sister always last.
Damn.
Y'all threw Jesus into this, man.
Yes.
Grace, that was great. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye-bye. Damn.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, we will end off with this question from Melissa Jones, who says here, I'm looking for couch recommendations. What couch does everyone have? Can you tell me about the material, the make, the model, the bum feel, the back feel, the comfort, the sleepability, the color? Did you have to break it in? Would you buy it again? So I think out of everybody in this room, we need to go to Roz for the only answer. Because out of everyone in the room, Roz is the only one who has purchased multiple couches in the past like couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I've gone through, since we started this show, my living room, we're on our fourth in the living room, and at the cottage, I'm on my second in one room and my second in another room as well.
Wow.
So I've done a lot of couch buying over the years.
You know how rich you got to be to need in one home couches in different rooms?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well done.
West wing, the east wing.
Well done. Yeah. You got couches in different rooms in the same home. Yeah.
It's actually the salon and the parlor.
Oh, my bad.
Okay. So what is it that you guys as a family look for? Because you all have to agree.
Yes, we do. So because we only have one kid, right? Everybody has to have their spot.
Uh-huh.
Roxy gets the chaise, right? So we have to have some sort of chaise or sectional. It can't just be a straight couch, right?
Sure.
So she gets the chaise. Catherine historically gets the middle. I get the other end, right?
Okay.
Although it's reversed at the cottage. The best couch so far that we've had, and we bought from all of the online ones like Rove and all those sort of things.
Sure.
The best couch that we have is the current one that we have, which was from West Elm,
mm-hmm.
right? Not cheap at all. Not cheap. But I had bought I had bought a ton of discount couches over the years, and I wasn't happy with any of them. So we decided that, okay, our primary sofa is going to be not cheap and quite large.
Okay.
Because it needs to be long, but also deep, right?
Yo, Maria.
Okay. Because, you know, I need... Because for me, I need more depth than I do length.
Uh-huh.
And if you remember, we had one couch that Catherine really, really liked, and I hated it because it was too low to the ground. So it was too hard for me to get in and out of,
yeah.
Right? I had to like bounce myself off the couch, which sucked. So the new couch now from West Elm, do you want me to find you exactly which one it is?
Sure. Give us a price
what?
Tag. Maria, settle down.
I'm not giving you the price tag.
Salute to you, King.
What did you say?
I just said salute to you, that's, King.
I'm not, okay, hold on here. Let me just find you.
But like what Melissa was saying, right?
Yes.
Does material matter?
Yes.
Does,
because we have cats.
Bum feel matter?
Yes.
Does comfort, sleepability? Yeah.
So I need a couch that I can have a nap on.
Uh-huh.
Right? That's prime. Because if I am falling asleep on a Saturday afternoon, whatever it is, it's only on the couch. It is never in the bed.
Yeah.
Right? Sofas and, okay, hold on here. So yes, I have to be able to sleep on it. It needs to have enough pillows that I can, where is it here? What is it
like
called?
How many pillows does it have to come with?
I like multiple pillows and then I put other pillows on it. So, cause I like to hug pillows when I'm napping
sure.
and all this other stuff. Right. I think that this is it. Is this it? The Harmony? Maybe. I don't know. It's okay. Listen. Okay. It gives you a price range on the website.
Okay. Go.
Okay. Which is 5,200 to 10,000.
Yo, for a couch.
Damn, bro. I didn't know we paid that much, to be honest.
And
with you.
You got two of those under one roof.
No, I don't.
Yo,
I don't.
King, yeah. Salute.
I don't have two under one roof. That's a lie. That's
damn.
A lie. But no, I'm very big on couches. I love it. And that one, I remember I went through hell waiting with that one company for that stupid couch.
Yeah. You probably had that couch for less amount of time.
I still have it. I hate it.
Then you spent trying to acquire it.
Yes, I hate it.
So where is that couch then?
It's still at the other place. I just never, I hate
it. Oh, the other place.
It. I hate
hey, salute,
I can't have these conversations with you guys. God, now I'm going to hear about a cat. There's nothing Catherine hates more than listening to me talk about this stuff. Oh, God. I get
so
in
many
so
homes
much trouble.
And so many couches.
I get in so many pillows.
I
know. And I'm like, because I get in so much trouble when she starts doing this stuff. And I'm like, but babes, I'm like, our cottage has been on television like multiple times. Like, how can I pretend that it doesn't exist?
Yeah.
Right? Like, I can't pretend that we don't have that.
Especially when it's that big.
It's not big.
Salute, King.
Oh, sorry, man.
It's not big. It's just well placed.
All right.
Right?
Hey. Settle down, Maria. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes episode 905 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. You'll see once a week on Instagram a picture or a video that reads Ask Roz and Mocha. Load up the comment section with your questions. Two of you will be selected to join us on the show, much like Sunny and Grace today. Thank you for listening. Once again, this has been the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com
or download the Kiss 92.5 app.